We're here at 39th and Boulevard, and doing the Kindness Day with the Midtown Vineyard and also Northview Christian Life. And I have a gentleman here, and he brought his entire family. So, sir, give me your name, what church you're from, and what's the event today?
Well, my name is Noel, and I brought my family, Angie, Evan, and Lindy, to come with me. We're from we attend Northview Christian Life Church, and we're in the middle of a Good Neighbor Weekend. Northview, once a year, closes down its doors and doesn't perform service during Saturdays and Sundays, and instead encourages everybody to go out and participate in outreach in the community. Of course, they always encourage outreach at other times as well, but this is a chance for them to encourage new people who may be afraid or apprehensive about going into outreach to actually participate. And so there's a group of us out here, and we're in probably 30 other places in the community today helping out.
All right. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Name, what church, and what are we doing here today, and what's the purpose?
My name's Brenda Ibitz, Northview Church, and, you know, let me pause a little bit because I want to tear up. Brenda Ibitz, Northview Church, and, you know, we're here doing what we're commanded to do. Our church has been doing this for 3 years. Last 2 years, I travel a lot on business, and I wasn't able to be here, and what a joy already at the very beginning of this. It really resonated with me about a week ago when our pastor, or 2 weeks ago when Pastor Steve shared with us that the church isn't a building. The church are the people who go out, and we are the church, and we're here to serve. And what a blessing is all I can say is that you do get more than you put into it. And that's all I can say. Yeah. Praise God.
I know that this is kind of emotional for you. So what's happening? Why are you emotional? And why do you think that you're receiving a blessing wherein you're actually blessing the place?
You know, it has to be the Holy Spirit because I'm a business person. It's been all about me all my life, making the money, having a great house and all this stuff, and that's not what it's all about. And just for me to realize that right now is just life-changing.
Amen. Bless you. I have another lady here. Let's know your name and also what church and what are we doing here today?
My name is Jolene. I'm here from Northview Church, and we're here helping out the community today.
Yeah. What do you think about this coming in the inner city and seeing the needs?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think the city needs it, and we're able, so we should do it.
Do you have any encouragement out there for our listeners?
Just to never give up, and keep your faith in God, and everything will turn out in the end.
Amen. God bless you. So you just heard three different interviews that we had. And again, the name of this project is Healing the Land. It's more than just, you know, praying. Of course, this place has been prayed for many years. And now we are seeing the fruits of our prayer, the answered prayer. We will have, by the end of this weekend, probably about 300 people that's going to be cleaning the area at 39th and Graceland, going north and east and west. And that's because of the prayer of the people. And many people are being blessed, as you can hear. The second person that I interviewed today was in tears because she sees the needs and she's being blessed. So I'd like to encourage our listeners just to continue serving and blessing the land, City Transformation. God bless you.